You're listening to Your Mental Wellness Podcast for your voice and sanity with your host, Dr. Sybil Georgiana.
Hey there. Today, I get to talk about this exciting ingredient to our mental well-being that we call attention. So attention is one of those key ingredients to our mental wellness, because we need it as specific given tasks at hand seem mundane, or where we have so many distractions at our fingertips at all times these days. So to really be at our best, we got to harness our mental capacities and as if we were to look at a situation like through a lens or through a funnel, where we sort out all those things we don't want to look at while we're just honing in on one aspect. We can have ways to organically grow our attention span. And that's actually what I want to talk about. So instead of sending us onto another multitasking challenge or any other mind strategy where we could feel easily overwhelmed with just thinking of just one more thing to do, let's just reroute our attention to things we do anyways to make them work even better for us. Because as you may have remembered your mom's talk or your grandmother saying to you, there's key ingredients that you need in order to have your attention go well. One is good nutrition. Two, exercise. Three, sleep. And four, rest. Because if your brain doesn't get the right fuel, the brain will not function at its best. A number of these ingredients, food-wise, play a particular important role. Omega-3 fatty acids found naturally in, for example, cold water fish, are a major component of the ability for your neurons in the brain and the efficiency of all brain cell operation to go smoothly. Those omega-3 fatty acids affect the reward center of the brain, and that's called the dopamine system. And it helps also in maintaining brain cells that release and respond to dopamine. Vitamins are equally important. Folate, otherwise known as B9, is another do-gooder for this. So the B9 is responsible for the development of your nervous system, starting as early as, in utero. But also folate contributes to forming myelin, which is the casing of your neurons. And that if we have a strong casing around your brain cells, the neurons, that speeds up nerve signaling. Vitamins play continuously a role in the brain functioning because we need to keep producing dopamine and norepinephrine. So now norepinephrine is a chemical of alertness and it promotes mental vigilance. We see it released when we are a little bit in a fight or flight or freeze response. But we need it in general levels, not just in extreme situations. If we keep using, for example, folic acid, which is a synthetic form of folate, it helps with your cognitive functioning. It also helps with reducing inflammation, and we talked about that before. Folate is linked to vitamin B12, and without B12, it cannot be produced. But all B vitamins are essential for every aspect of brain function, including the production of your neurotransmitters that help transmit information from one brain cell to the other. So if we look at the B vitamins, they also work with the vitamin D to enhance performance. And vitamin D, we think about it a lot by people being outside and we get it through the sunshine. It really is also, not just something that we need for our mood. We really also need it for our brain. And it plays quite a role in memory and cognition. But let's say the vitamin D, I think they're looking at it in terms of that it helps to build the connection between the brain cells, or they call that a scaffolding of brain cells. And then the vitamin D helps to fortify the connection among brain cells and underwriting your overall brain health. So I just wanted to focus our attention now on just a couple of key takeaways. One, which is probably the hardest one for me, is that multitasking is a myth, unfortunately. It's just what it does is we switch off our attention from one thing to the next, but that's really at the cost of accuracy and speed, and it also jeopardizes our working memory. And I'm guilty of that for at least a decade in my life, but I'm trying to not do that as much anymore. But it seems to be instead that if we focus our attention by prioritizing just one task, but again, there's many brain areas. There's so many ways that our brain can be disrupted. And so the research is now seeing that we can even look at attention training, and that helps people as young as little kids with anxiety. Number two, studies show that vitamin D supplements can be used even with kids who deal with ADHD to boost their attention and behavior scores. Three, older adults are less distracted by negative information than younger adults. The attention of the older adults is a little bit biased to more positive information, even before the older adults have a chance to evaluate it. So that's good to know. And as we're looking at all these interesting ways, let's just focus maybe this week on making sure that we get our vitamin B12s in, as well as our vitamin D. I can't wait to talk more about this. I do think that if we focus on these small things, such as the food intake, even finding ways to rest, that's like for a different episode. Just things that we need to do anyways, it can go a long way to boost our mental well-being. I'm so happy to have you on this podcast, and I can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us this week on Your Mental Wellness Podcast for Your Voice and Sanity. Make sure to check out our show notes. Visit our website, www.toolsforvitality.com, where you can subscribe to the show. We would appreciate it if you would tell a friend about the podcast.